What's up, everybody? It's LG Doucette here for the First Mint Episode 5. It is January 26, 2021. If it's your first time listening to the First Mint on the show, I cover marketplace trends, big sales, and everything that's happening with NBA Top Shot. If you are a new listener, I welcome you. If you've been listening since the start or listened this past week, thank you for listening. I'm going to kick this off with a special announcement. For the next couple days, or maybe even couple weeks, I'm going to do my best to do a daily podcast. It's going to be a little bit shorter. I'm going to aim for about 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm going to try and get it out earlier in the day, well ahead of the games that are coming later on. I'm going to mainly focus on what's happening in Top Shot, because right now it's pretty much minute-to-minute news, and I'm also going to do my best to answer your frequently asked questions and also point out what I think are hot buys and also which games to look out for that evening. So daily pod, hopefully I can get it done. Everything's moving fast right now, guys. There's tons of new people in the space. I heard last night, apparently we had 20,000 new users sign up. So it makes sense to give it my full attention, or at least my attention in the mornings. I'm also going to be doing more YouTube content, mainly focused on how to evaluate a moment to buy and or sell. I've been getting that question a lot. I know I said I'd do it last weekend, but last weekend was also a little bit crazy. Today's agenda, I'm going to talk about the pack releases. Series 2, release 7, 8, and 9 were released last night. Also going to look at just generally what's happening in the market right now with all the new moments. Talk about Cool Cats for a minute. And then the best part, I'm going to give my picks for what I would pick up right now or have been picking up on the market, as well as a quick preview of tonight's games. I want to remind everybody, none of the content here constitutes trading advice in any way. And this show is not affiliated with NBA Top Shot, the NBA, or Dapper Labs. I'm just a guy at his house who loves basketball and blockchain. This is the First Mint. Okay, so last night around 12:10 a.m. PST, I'm on the West Coast. Just as I was going to bed, I noticed that release 7 for Base 2 had been put up for sale. I know a lot of people were upset about this because Dapper said that they wouldn't release anything else that night. But from my opinion, it actually makes sense, because if they announced when they were doing that, the traffic would likely crash the site again. It did not last night. Those packs were for sale. And then about an hour later, there was another 25,000 of them put out in release 8. They were limited to one per transaction and maybe two, three at a time total per person. I want to say that the sales for these actually went relatively slowly, because they took about 2.5 hours to sell out, although obviously a lot of community members were jumping on it. And then this morning, another 25,000 were put out in release 9. All this likely being done to, first of all, accommodate the massive demand from everybody who's been in here for the last couple of weeks, as well as try and meet the demand of the 20,000 new users who signed up last night. Even with those 75,000 packs, it's still very likely that a few people have not been able to get one, mainly because everyone's going to the website at the same time, and it's been difficult, I think, for Top Shot to scale that number of transactions. I know it's been a little bit slow for everybody, but I do want to point out that in terms of growth, this is getting pretty crazy. You know, even a month ago, selling 2,000 packs or 10,000 base one packs was difficult. I was impressed, you know, in December, we had over 1,000 daily users. And I was impressed 2 weeks ago when we had over 2,500 daily buyers. On the weekend on Sunday, we had over 7,000 unique daily buyers. And this week, I think we're definitely going to crack that. I know it's been frustrating to get packs. It's definitely not smooth. I've been posting some of the FAQ, frequently asked questions, on Twitter directly from what Dapper has released. I know a lot of you have been saying that it's probably bots, but I do want to point out that we're all trying to do the same thing right now. It's easy to blame it on bots, but it's easy to blame traffic on other people when you're sitting in traffic. So honestly, I think be patient. We're all trying to get in on this awesome product. That's the only real recommendation I can make. I know it's hard. I know you want packs. But again, remember, there's going to be a lot more coming down the pipe. Maybe a 12,000 mint won't be that common in the future. It might be at 20,000 or 30,000 in a couple weeks per mint. So again, be patient. There's plenty more coming. Another aspect that I know has been difficult, and I feel you, is buying moments. Some people are listing their moments, especially the new ones like Chris Boucher, Taco Fall, for way too little on the marketplace, but then everybody tries to jump on it. Like this morning, I think there was like a Chris Boucher for $1, and I think maybe about 200 people tried to do that transaction. Dapper obviously can't handle 210 transactions for the same moment, so 199 of them fail. That's just the growing pains. Again, I think all that is going to be smoothed out eventually. So again, be patient. For Cool Cats, probably saw the announcement yesterday. If you were not able to get a Cool Cat pack last week, then you got an email where you are able to RSVP one. If you were able to get a Cool Cat pack last week, you got an email to enter a lottery to potentially buy another one. If you feel like you should have gotten one of those two emails, then definitely hit up that support at MeetDapper address. Otherwise, make sure you read those emails properly. Read every last word so that you make sure you fully understand. A lot of people have been asking me about the market prices on Cool Cats because I know a lot of them have climbed up in terms of what's out there available in the marketplace. Like, I think Devin Booker was going for like $500 or $600 this morning. I don't know what's going to happen to those prices. A week ago, they were way lower than they are now, obviously. I originally thought that those prices would drop once more packs came out. I still kind of think that because, again, we're only at about 40% of how many total packs are going to come out. By the end of the week, all the people that are winning that lottery, all the people that are reserving, they're going to have their Cool Cat packs. So those are going to come out onto the marketplace. But I do also think now that the demand will be incredibly high because those Cool Cats are needed to complete the Luka Doncic challenge. How many of those Luka moments are going to be printed? I don't know, but the maximum it can be is 5,000. Personally, I think it's going to end up around 2,000 or 3,000, which would make that moment the rarest of the base two common moments by far, way more than, you know, the 1 of 4,000 LaMelo or any of those other rookies. If there are more than 4,000 Lukas minted for the reward, then yeah, that would make it a little bit less rare. But again, that Luka moment, probably going to be one of the more rare ones. The actual equivalent moment, the assist, is actually out. That's one of the new moments that came out last night in those releases. The Luka one is the same one, but this minted challenge will have the Cool Cats set on it. Keep in mind, there will be more challenges. This will not be your last chance to win a star player like that in a challenge. I'm sure there's plenty more lined up. It's a young NBA season. And again, Dapper wants to accommodate everybody here, so there's going to be a lot more challenges, a lot more chances to play. Go at it at your own risk. Make smart decisions. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's talk about the actual fun stuff. What are my picks in the market right now? That's a great question. I've been getting it a lot and I've been wondering it myself. Right now, I'm mainly looking at scarcity and supply. Those are the two most important things with all these new moments coming into the market. All that new stuff that dropped last night and really 7, 8, and 9, those are all 1 of 12,000. And of those total 12,000, there's probably only about like 12 to 18% of each that has actually been bought in packs. So if you're being tempted to buy that 1 of 12,000 LeBron or KD or who knows, Taco Fall, Chris Boucher, some of those hot guys, be aware that the total supply is not nearly out yet. And we don't know when that full supply would come out. For all we know, tonight, Dapper will release another 100,000 packs with the rest of those, which would then further dilute the market for each of them, further driving the price down very likely. So keep that in mind, not all of them are out. So a big question I've been getting a lot is 12,000 too many? And truth is, I don't know. But I can say is that 2 months ago, I thought 3,000 was too many. I once got like a number 3,200 LeBron, and I thought to myself like, man, that is so high. I don't know if I want to keep that. I was tempted to sell in the market back then. That number, 3,200 or whatever it was, out of 3,500, was going for about $15. I almost sold it. I didn't. I'm very glad I didn't because I think that moment's over $1,000 now. A long time ago, I thought that was too many mints. A few weeks ago, I thought 4,000 was too many when the first base two commons came out. And then after that, when it got updated to 7,500, I thought that was way too many. But I've been proven very wrong. We have grown in Top Shot by about 20 to 30 times, if not more, new users. I saw a figure earlier that we might be at 70,000, which would be 70 times more than I think we were at 2 months ago. Not saying that everybody's coming in to buy, you know, necessarily hundreds of moments, but if we're at 70 times our original total from 2 months ago, when 3,000 was an appropriate mint amount, and now we've only gone 4 times that mint amount, is 12,000 going to be too many or too little in the future? It's hard to say. Could also increase the total moments that are 12,000 and then just give more supply of different moments, which would also be really nice, and just cap them at 12,000. I hope actually that happens rather than seeing moments at 30,000. And again, I've been proven wrong on how rare and scarce certain moments are going to be. So if you think 12,000 is a lot, it might not be. 2 weeks ago, some of the star players that got capped at 7,500, when they got retired at 7,500 moments, LeBron was going for 30. KD was going for 20, Steph for 11, Zion for 14. That was around the day it got capped. And even the next day, those had only doubled. Whereas that LeBron, I bought it for 30 when it got retired, and now it was going for like 600 or 700 over the weekend because it's capped at 7,500. There's that scarcity. So again, 12,000, I don't know if they're going to get capped there. Keep that in mind if you think it's too many. when you're looking at some of the star players. And also keep in mind that if you're new here, if you come in the last week, you probably heard about it from somebody else, either on one of the podcasts or from one of your friends or family members or whatever. And since then, if you told other people about it and they've joined, they might tell other people about it. So even if you think we're growing and we might cap sometime soon and that 12,000 is a lot of moments, you might be wrong, because every time I've thought that, I've been wrong so far. So I don't really know what the future holds, but in terms of my picks, what I currently like on the marketplace is obviously the star players. You can never go wrong with that. LeBron, like I said, is the bond of Top Shot, KD, Curry, Ja, Zion, always. You can never go wrong with those guys. But I've started to look this morning at some of the next tier guys like Giannis, AD, Jokic. Again, they have their moments. Again, some of their moments coming out now, some of their new ones at 12,000, some of their previous one at 12,000 as well, like Jokic. I don't know if those are going to get capped, but if they do, as soon as they get that LE badge, when it switches from CC to LE, I could see those skyrocketing. Because again, scarcity drives that demand. It also drives that freak out on the marketplace of that price going up. We've seen it would happen with the other ones, and it could very easily happen with these. Other players that I like right now, players who have their first moments. So some of these have new moments in drop 7, 8, 9. Some of them have had it the whole time for base 2. But for these guys, it is their first moment in Top Shot. So I'm talking about Isaiah Roby, John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins. It's his first common moment. He had to run it back, but it's his first common moment. Sam Merrill, Thanasis, Antetokounmpo, his brother. He's never great at basketball, but again, might have that novelty. And it is his first moment. And who knows, might be his last. We don't know. Clint Capella, his first moment, finally out this morning. Chris Boucher, obviously fan favorite. Taco Fall, another fan favorite. These are their first moments ever minted on Top Shot. So long term, that will also hold value. Other base 2, good players that I'm seeing go for very, very, very low on the marketplace right now. Anything under $10 for these players, I consider a nice deal. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, been playing incredibly well lately and on a really nice trajectory for this year. Trae Young, Devin Booker, Damian Lillard, Jamal Murray, Jimmy Butler, Donovan Mitchell, Jaylen Brown. Any of these players that people are selling for, you know, under 10 bucks, under $5 on the marketplace, to me is a huge mistake. Again, 12,000 mints seems like a lot. Getting a number 11,000 something as a mint is not great, but I do think if that ever gets capped, and if it gets capped to 12,000, that value is going to go up, especially with all these new collectors. Another great player to keep an eye on right now, he's been playing super well, RJ Barrett, and of course, my personal favorite, John Collins. I saw he was going for $1 or $2 this morning for Series 2. I used to pick up John Collins Series 1 for $1 or $2 like 2 months ago. And for so long, I thought, hey, you know what? Maybe no one's going to love John Collins. Now those moments are worth, I think, like 50 or 60 at least from Series 1, one of like 3,500. John Collins Series 2. Again, I've been saying it the whole time. I think John Collins is going to have a huge impact if the Hawks make the playoffs. Huge pickup for me. If you ever want to see which players are in which drops, you can go to the pack purchase page, and then you scroll down on the right side, the last paragraph, it says view complete list. So you can see how many of which player are put into these packs and what the potential serial numbers are going to be. So make sure you use that resource when you're trying to determine if you're going to be able to pull certain players in certain packs, or also just to see how many of a player is coming out in a certain pack. So even looking at release 7, 8, and 9, you can determine that some of those new moments, like Taco Fall, Chris Boucher, you can see that maybe about like 12 to 2,000 of them are out for each of those guys out of 12,000. So again, that's about like 12 to 18% total, or maybe 15%, less than that, whatever it is. Not a lot of their supply is out yet. So once that supply gets released, it might just knock that price down. Tonight, there's only a few games in the NBA. You might be listening to this once they've started or they've ended. Clippers and Hawks. Kawhi has been on fire. He was on fire the other night. Trey is also starting to catch fire. He had 40 points on Friday night. You know I love John Collins, so that to me is always a great pickup. I was just talking about him. And also, the Hawks have Clint now. He has a mono on Top Shot, so again, something good to look at. Also, a few collectors on Top Shot that I've spoken to feel that Paul George is relatively undervalued on Top Shot. I know his base moment at one point a couple weeks ago was still going for $3. Now has gone up quite a bit more. But again, a good player to look at who is making some quiet noise this year. Paul George could have a good game if he is playing. Wizards and Rockets, John Wall going up against his first and only team until this year, might have a big game. He's been kind of refinding his legs, especially since Harden left. So to me, I've been stacking John Wall. Stacking is where you buy multiples of the same moment. I've got quite a few John Walls now, especially if you've been scooping them off the market for a dollar. Again, John Wall, his first moment ever on Top Shot. Bradley Beal on the Wizards. I ran a Twitter contest the other day for those who retweeted. Thank you. If not, if you missed that, then make sure you follow the First Mint Twitter to catch any more contests that I might be doing. Can't say I will or will not do one tonight. But basically, I ran a contest where I asked everybody to tell me how many points they thought Bradley Beal was going to get. He had 31. A few people won from that. And Bradley Beal, always a great player to watch. Knicks versus Jazz. I already talked about RJ Barrett. He has had six straight games up until the last one. He had six straight games with 19 or more points and as well as a few double-doubles. He is finally starting to find his form that a lot of people thought he was going to have in his sophomore season. The Jazz are playing incredibly well. Donovan Mitchell went off for 31 points the other night against New Orleans. He's been going crazy lately. So also another player very much on the rise who could have a big game tonight. And that's it for today. Again, trying to keep these short. I'm going to try and do them every day. If you have any feedback or thoughts, please feel free to share them with me. Keep DMing me. I'm doing my best to get around to them, but I love giving that advice. I love seeing some of those questions. So again, be patient. If you DM me, I will respond to you and will do my best to answer your question and give somewhat good advice. Otherwise, make sure you follow me at The First Mint on Twitter, and you can also follow on YouTube. I'm going to try and make a few more videos, and you can also follow me personally at LG Doucette on Twitter. Send me your hot takes. I want to know what you think about Top Shot and what is coming up. Please try and keep it positive. Otherwise, I'm not going to read it out on the show. Otherwise, hopefully talk to you tomorrow.